Starting Tuesday, police can now pull over motorists in Utah for not wearing seatbelts. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
For nearly 80% of Utahns who drive, the first thing they do when they get in their car is buckle up. But for Representative Lee Perry, who is also a Utah Highway Patrolman, that number just isn't high enough. So this past legislative session, he worked on a bill that changes the crime of not wearing your seatbelt from a secondary to a primary offense. That means not wearing your seatbelt can be the only reason a police officer is pulling you over.
My belief is that you'll see law enforcement go out, actively educate and enforce this law, and people will say, you know what, just like speeding, I don't want to get pulled over, I don't want to go through the nuisance of either getting a ticket or even just getting pulled over, and more people will wear seatbelts.
But not everyone thinks the law change is a good idea. Josh Daniels is a policy analyst with the Libertas Institute. He says, beyond the fact that adults should be able to choose for themselves whether or not to wear a seatbelt, it's inappropriate for the state to use a law as an educational tool.
At the end of the day, every one of the laws that we pass has attached to it, you know, albeit sometimes hidden, the use of government force to coerce people's action. And so I think when you're talking about educating the public, government coercion might not be the right approach.
The new law is only in effect until July 1st, 2018. Unless the legislature chooses to keep the program going. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.